Nope. It's better to let ourselves down easy and not even jump into that realm of thinking. Therefore, we need to find his friends and scoot him over to their company, not mine. Did you come here alone?
Posey came with me, but he took off within 5 minutes, claiming he had an upset stomach. Frankly, I think the whole singles bar thing really freaked him out.
Now, Posey is someone I could hang out with. Yes, he's handsome, but he's also slightly more down-to-earth. A sparkling glint doesn't bounce off his teeth every time he smiles like it does with Hornsby. Aw, why? He's so lovable. There's potential for him to find a really nice girl. Hornsby's brow creases.
He finds enough girls. That's the problem. He doesn't like all the attention.
I give him a look of disbelief. This coming from the biggest player on the team. His eyebrows shoot upward, nearly kissing his thick hairline.
You think I'm the biggest player?
He points at his chest, feigning shock. Is he kidding? I don't think he's the biggest player. I know he is. Everyone knows it. The team, the management, the fans. It's no secret that Hornsby gets around. I asked Pacey once if Hornsby ever felt bad about going from girl to girl, and Pacey said no, because he's always upfront and honest with them. They know what they're getting themselves into with him. One night, and that's it. Call me crazy, but that kind of attitude, one night and that's it, smells distinctively of universal player status. And I'm ready to tell him that, to stamp him with my label, when his beautiful eyes short-circuit my brain, turning it into a pile of useless, wrinkly mush. I'd like to say, well, whew, is it hot in here? He shakes his head, smiling. Yeah, I didn't think so. But as I was saying, I heard, you know how everyone talks, that you are, that you are easily the biggest player on the team. The drinks in my hands feel like they're about to slip out of my grasp and crash to the floor as my palms sweat like they're trudging through the depths of the Amazon.
Says who?
Isn't it obvious? Everyone? I grimace. He brings his drink to his lips, studying me the entire time, his uncaring disposition rolling off him carelessly. To have that much confidence? I couldn't even imagine.
You shouldn't listen to other people's opinions.
Are you saying it's not true? I roll my teeth over the corner of my lip, and his eyes immediately fixate on the movement. When his gaze connects with mine again, he says,
I'm saying it's not currently true.
Okay, good to know. I honestly don't know what to do with that or where to go from here. I just want to have a drink with my friend. So, to let him off the hook, I say, I don't know what you're trying to prove, but you don't need to prove anything with me. I'm not allowed to put players' personal lives, as in hockey players, not the philandering kind of player that you have been described as tonight, on TikTok unless approved. So your extracurricular activities are safe with me. There. Maybe he just wants some reassurance that his horny ways won't be splashed all over an app accompanied by a trending snippet of music. Although, it would make a good post. No, I'd never do that.
Not trying to prove anything.
His eyes travel down my body and then all the way back up, his gaze feeling like an infrared light examining me for any inconsistencies. Trust me, he doesn't need a special laser sight to spot them. With a step closer, he says,
just looking for some company. Are you really going to make me spend my birthday alone?
Well, isn't that just a kick to my flimsy escape plan? Blue-green eyes lock with mine as I take in his beautiful face. He's so disgustingly proportionate. From his lips to his nose to the strong angular curve in his jaw. He's perfect. Actually, freaking perfect. Pair that with his towering height, broad muscular shoulders, his athletic prowess, and his charming disposition, and he's a tough one to say no to. Very tough. It's not my fault you chose the wrong person to spend your birthday with.